Okay, greetings one and all. It is the Still Parents podcast supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Today is Sunday the 13th of October as we are doing our mini episodes every single day for Baby Loss Awareness Week 2024. I'm Dan, I'm here with Ryan and with Matt. All right, chaps.
Hello.
We're spending a lot of time with each other at the moment, aren't we? Are we getting narky with each other yet?
No.
The shortness of the answers so far suggests otherwise.
Nah, no, all good, mate. All good, thank you.
We have put all the links in the description for this with our website, our socials, and also we've got an app which we've released not too long ago, which you can download as well, and a link to the full episode with the guest that we've got on for today's mini episode for Baby Loss Awareness Week. They joined us in December 2023. I can't believe it's almost creeping up to a year ago. So please welcome back on Paula and Stuart Parnaby. Hello, hello. There they are.
All right, the lads.
Now, the reason, of course, that we had Stuart and Paula on the show originally, like we said, the link is in the description. So it was in December 2013 that they lost their baby, Poppy. Like we say, you can listen to that whole episode. So we've been getting lots of different opinions and thoughts from past guests, some future guests as well over the last few days, but we haven't had a couple on yet. So we wanted to get Stuart and Paula back on just to talk about Baby Loss Awareness Week. And because it's been going since 2002, and the same question that we've been asking for everyone, because obviously Baby Loss Awareness Week, but what does it mean for you? Because it's not something you need to be made aware of. It's something that you live every day, isn't it? After your loss, which is 11 years ago.
Well, Paul is heavily involved in it because of her work.
Yes.
With me, not so much, I'd say, but it's a bigger part now with having the football team that we started with Four Lewis. Yeah. So there's a lot more talk and chat on our group if anybody needs any help. And it's there's a few a lot younger, than like earlier than me. Like my losses was quite a long time ago, whereas some of them need my support now. And I feel like I can give that now where I might not have been able to a few years ago. But Paul is like heavily involved day to day.
I think the journey, how long it is that when it happened, has a massive... I think it's got a lot to do with it. You know, sometimes, depending when your loss was, I think we through the charity, we speak to bereaved families. And sometimes, like, when the wave of light happens, I'm like, it'll be too soon for you this year. And it might not be, but you kind of have to prepare them for it. And it depends. Now we're so far down the line, it's quite a nice thing because... We never forget Poppy, but I think it's sometimes for your close-knit family, your friends, it's a chance for them to acknowledge it as well. But yeah, I think it definitely is to do with how far down the journey you are. I think it can be quite hard when you're very early stages of your grief. Yeah. Obviously, you don't need anything to remind you. You're living in it, you're breathing it, you're dealing with it every day, so... As time's gone on, I think it's a good thing it's really for everybody else in the world, the awareness of what people are going through and have gone through. So I think it's good to like start that conversation.
Do you find, Stu, because like you were just saying there about the football and that you got the WhatsApp group, do you find that people are coming to you because of your relationship, obviously, with Paula and her working for Falui and your sort of stature within that football group as well? Do you find that you're almost like a focal point that people will come to ask for advice or guidance?
Yeah, I've had a few in on private, on the side, come and speak to me. We've had night outs where they come and sit and you know, it's a bit different after 3 pints and you go deeper than you probably would normally, I think.
Yeah.
So I've had like 2 or 3 of the lads where I feel like I've been able to help. And there is a couple of granddads that are older than me and more experienced. But again, you know, it's like Paula said, further down the line, you're just more comfortable to handle them conversations and be able to deal with and feel like you can actually help and say things that will help.
I know one of the wives, so there's a couple, one of the guys who plays in the team was the same year. They lost their little boy the same year as us. And she was saying that he was feeling a bit guilty going along to the sessions because there was some dads, granddads there who were, it was all very new. But I was kind of trying to say, no, they need you, because I know when we lost Poppy, all I wanted to do was speak to people who've been through that. And have you got another child? Did you go on to have another child? That's all I wanted to know, because that is the only way I thought I could ever feel slightly better. And so I think those people need the likes of Stu, who were a bit further down the line, to see like, oh, look at him. He's, you know, he's getting on. He can talk about Poppy and with a smile on his face and things like that. It's where they could be in so many months, years, time.
Do you think that's a help for you as well, Stu?
Oh, it's been brilliant for me. Not that I was ever, I don't think I've ever struggled badly with it. It's just to be able to talk to a big group, like quite a few people who you know in the same, have been through everything you've been through. Like the odd one here and there before that, but then when you're in the changing room as a group, you can, the banter can be fun at times, and then the banter can be quite deep at times, and it's like, you know that that's fine. It'll be interesting to see what it's like for the lads on Tuesday, like the ones that are quite new to it. A tough week for them, which I probably guess it will be for a few of them. So yeah, but I think it'll help having us around for them.
Paula, do you find it, I know it's like your job and it's like what we do now as a job as well, but do you find it a draining week? Or because you're further down the line, that's absolutely fine. And because I know that I'm okay with it because we're 8 years down. But of course, I think by the end of the week, I do have to have a bit of a reset, you know, because it is, you know, we attend events and we speak to more people probably than we would do normally. So I just wondered really how it would affect
you. Yeah, definitely. I think, to be honest, doing like working within the charity, there's, you can go for so long no matter what week it is, and something, you hear a story and it just knocks you for six again, and and then you know, you take a while to get over that. So it's sometimes it, yeah, you forget, you speak to a lot of people. I mean, last week I was at a study day for paediatric bereavement, and yeah, by that night I was drained, and I heard a lot of stories, and it was just that, you know, because you're working with the people that are there, health professionals, and they, I mean, they do such a great job and they deal with it every day. And I just got home and I was like, yeah, I am drained off that. So it is hard. And yeah, but I think in that week, it's all pretty good, because it's kind of, I think there's a lot of celebration as well. People are celebrating the babies and the children. Yeah, it's mixed emotions, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you two do within the week then? Let's say Baby Loss Awareness Week, where you have like a level of self-care. Is there anything that you do specifically to almost switch off at the end of the day when you get home from work, or if you've had a bit of a bad day? Is there anything that you specifically do which other people might listen and say, oh, actually, I've never tried that before, I might try that now?
We're big walkers and talkers, aren't we? Like, we just get out in the fresh air. Like, we've always, like, from losing Poppy early on, we got outside. Obviously, we had the dog and he kept us going, and we still do that now. We just like to get out in the fresh air, walk and talk. And I think it's that thing, isn't it, of, I'm not so much now. I mean, we always dead open anyway with each other. But early days, when we talked before about how one of you's having a good day, one of you isn't, you don't upset anyone. There's that thing of when you're walking, you're both facing that way. And sometimes it's the easiest way of having really tough conversations. You're not having to sit looking at somebody and eye to eye. And you can have those conversations that maybe you wouldn't normally, or we've always kind of done
that. Well, it's one of the, I think it comes off the, from my side, I was never a big walker. I was never bothered about walking until after we lost Poppy, and I started doing photography a bit. Going on like big walks to find spots to do some like early morning stuff or night stuff.
Was that just like
and on I don't a, on think a, it stopped since.
Like on a mobile, for instance, or did you actually buy like a proper camera?
No, I bought the lot.
He doesn't do things by half. He's all in.
Just imagine it.
Walking is even a tool for me when Paula's not here. Like, I love walking now. And you're not sat on your arse. Haven't got your, you don't just scroll through your phone getting deeper and deeper into like a the pit of feeling like,
yeah,
oh, I can't be asked today.
Yeah.
If you go up and go for a walk for 20 minutes, you just feel miles better.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Well, it's that benefit. Yeah. We've mentioned it so many times, isn't it? That benefit of exercise.
Yeah.
And being out there. I've jokingly said, like, because I don't know what it is, but when you're out walking, exactly what Paul has said, it just seems easier to communicate. Mm. Almost as if, like, any time that I know my wife's not happy with me about something, and you know when you know an argument's coming, and it's like, okay, can I somehow get her for a walk?
What, every day?
Because, so we're doing quite a lot.
Are you getting in 50,000 steps a day?
Yeah, mate. Is there any final thoughts from any of you guys, Ryan, Matt, Paula, Stu?
I just think exercise helps get your head clear, get the endorphins going.
Even the football side for the lads is like, all the lads say is it's 1 hour of not thinking about it.
That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's like, you just, football just takes you away. And other exercise, like Matt running, like Jack, who I met, got his like big runner, and I know he went through some tough times lately, but running's helped him again.
Mm. I play netball. That gets me my hour of
standing still,
just running around a netball court for an hour.
I think, it just opens your mind a little bit, I think.
And
it also allows you to possibly slow your mind down as well. There's nothing better than just being out there doing something.
Boxing. A lot of boxing.
Ryan, you do that.
Yeah, I do a lot of boxing.
Jack Taylor that Stuart's mentioned, so we'll put the links to his episodes because he came and did our last boxing night as well, and he's joined us on the podcast a few times. And yeah, I think it's bang on, isn't it? Because when you're in the middle of that, whether it's football, whatever it is, and you're not, it's almost like doing I've said this before, but it's like a Control-Alt-Delete on your brain, isn't it? You're rebooting it and it's everything's coming back up, and then obviously things will still be there, but you've just had that moment to relieve what it is for a short period of time.
People might say it different. I like run without any music or anything on.
I'm taking what's around.
So I can actually think and hear things. Like,
yeah.
No music. People haven't gone through what I've gone, probably think I'm weird, but everybody has their own ways. I just like the silence of just run, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think sometimes it's hard because when you really are in the depths of grief, you're kind of tired, you're in the house, you don't want to go out. And I think it's sometimes it's hard to find the motivation. But if you do get out and after that one run or that one game of football or netball or walk, and you come home and you feel better, you know that, that did me good, and you feel so much better for it. So hopefully that then gives you the incentive next time. Yeah. That's what I need to do.
And it's so much more important as well at this time of the year as well, where, you know, obviously the nights are drawing in.
Yeah.
It's darker for longer. It's darker in the morning. Ooh. And you do get into that sort of mindset as in, oh, it's dark, it's cold.
Even if you did once round the block.
Yeah.
And then aim for twice the next week.
Yeah.
It's just get yourself out there. It doesn't matter how much.
Yeah.
No, it's so true, isn't it?
It's a massive thing.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it, don't they? How many times, you know, it's just getting out there. Once you're there, you're fine. Who goes to a gym and you feel less? You might not feel 100% top of the world, but you're definitely going to be in a better state of mind than you were before you went in. And just get yourself going, isn't it?
And we're not saying everyone go run a marathon. Like we say, just to walk around the block, get some fresh air, get your head just away from a screen or whatever. You start small and you can build on that, can't you?
Absolutely.
I'm definitely not running a marathon.
Absolutely. Spot on, Paul.
Brilliant. You know, you said you don't listen to music, but Stu, do you sometimes put your headphones in anyway, just so people don't nause you?
All the time. I do that at home, man.
Thank you. We love having you on, and we'll look forward to seeing you again at a future date. So for today's episode for Baby Loss Awareness Week, that is Stuart and Paula Parnaby. If you'd like now to listen to their whole episode from December 2023 when they joined us, the link is in the description for that. Take care, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ryan. Cheers, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right, we'll be back. Kelly Jean-Philippe on tomorrow's episode as we are building up on Tuesday for the International Wave of Light. So thank you very much. Stillparentspodcast.co.uk. You can find us, our socials, everything in the description. Take care, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye.